Chapter 28 Life and Death of Planets.
Translated from notes made in November 1975. The discussion mentioned in the previous chapter continues, and Professor Hernandez asks another question of the extraterrestrial woman Lian. Do we die the same as on all the other planets?
No,
she said flatly.
All the inhabited planets live from a star which supplies them with energy. The life depends upon the nearness or farness of the solar rays, travel. I shall explain. The solar energy stimulates the molecules, but there always must exist a vibratory level of conductivity. The majority of the planets near a star in movement suffer from it, but some balance the movements perfectly, avoiding much of the frictions of energy. Of course, they are not worlds like yours, but, nevertheless, with the help of other technologies, including contributions from other civilizations, they come to preserve life on those planets. Do you imagine, it is beautiful to think that in space the bodies vibrate in the same manner as the atoms of our body? There are planets whose atmospheres are so delicate that they completely lack density on their surface, which, at simple sight, appears to be swirls of sand dunes. Logically, there could exist no life as you know it, but I know there is some type of life, different. In ordinary stars, they detect from 40 million to 1 billion degrees centigrade. Others, like the Sun, which feeds your world, generate 20 million and in their center almost 60 million. The intensity of energy thus would reach any other planet sufficiently near. Another planet, before Mercury, that approached its, the Sun's, surface crystallized and was absorbed by the potent energy of the Sun of your system. We are all made of stellar material. You will encounter the remains of rocks in every part of this universe, which contain amino acids similar to those of your organism. All, starting from the same, chemical, components that you know, oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, silicon, etc., are concentrated, confined, and coordinated by the DNA. That is life, and its complexity shows us the power of God. Observe the development of your species. Each one of those animals that live on your world have some particularity. And that is programmed in the DNA of each being. Each one reproduces according to its genus. Without change, without alterations, until it comes to new knowledge and takes a new step. If God concedes to those civilizations a contribution of knowledge, to beings who can control that without danger for the universe. Returning to the theme of death, I can tell you that at one time the Earth was much closer to the Sun. It then provoked an exuberant flora and fauna that grew by gigantic steps. When the solar radiation increased, man aged prematurely. Why? It happened that the dead cells were accelerated in the process of putrefaction with the molecular overstimulation, but the live organism worked intensely, which produced a premature senility. On other worlds, where adequate solar energy is available, and where it lives conveniently removed from the nourishing star, the inhabitants reach ages that would surprise you. The process of aging is slow, there, because there is no molecular overstimulation. The moon of your world also causes an excessive expense of energy by the human being. As a body in the process of extinction, it tries to resupply itself from all the energy available. In the beginning, the Earth had no satellite. It was conditioned to this, for which, through the absorption of a little discharged energy, was provoked the sending of great quantities of solar energy to your world. The moon serves as a sponge to compensate for the overcharge, but it also is a powerful marking point for the Earth, which had lost orbital force after the hecatomb that occurred on your world.